Derrick Henry. They just rushed for 199 or 299.
Like $3 million
against Pittsburgh. How do you view this challenge against these two guys?
Yeah, like you said, man, it's a challenge. Really, really explosive and dynamic offense. You know, I think it starts. With the guys up front, they got a really good offensive line, big physical, and then, you know, handing the ball to 22, he's a big back, obviously runs hard. And then, you know, when 8 has the ball in his hands, he's dynamic too. So they got a lot of playmakers. We'll have to be detailed and execute our plan when we go in, and, you know, that's what it's going to have to be.
You weren't there. You were there, but on the sidelines, not in uniform in week 4, just kind of how much, what do you take away from that week 4? Do you guys kind of got to study that as much?
You study it. It's our defense versus what they did. So I think it's a good opportunity to go back and look at, you know, ways they attacked us, things they wanted to get done, certain runs that they had, certain passes that they had. But at the end of the day, you know, I think the result wasn't what we wanted. We didn't start fast enough. We didn't play, you know, good enough in the run game. So I think that's, like I said, learning opportunities for us, you know, going into this week.
There's been a lot of, public doubting of your guys' run defense during the year, partly stemming from that week 4 game. But do you feel like you've been doubted a little?
I'm not really focused on that. I don't think a lot of the guys are focused on the outside noise. We know what we need to do and what we need to accomplish to win this game. I think we understand what our jobs are going to be and what type of game it's going to be. So, we're looking forward to that challenge.
The numbers say that the run D has been a whole lot better the last 6 weeks, a yard less per carry. What has been different? I'm sure it's a lot of things, but in your mind, what kind of stands out as the reasons why that's worked better?
Yeah, I think we got scarred there in the middle of the season a little bit. You know, had some areas that we needed to improve on, and, you know, I feel like we've done a good job of getting that fixed and getting it addressed. Still opportunity for growth there, but I think, you know, overall, just the execution of what we want to get done, the details of the defense, I feel like we've gotten better and taken steps, and, you know, this is when you want to start playing your best ball. So I feel like as long as we can continue to get better, you know, we'll be on the right track.
Terrell, how tough is it and different is it, these two guys running, to make sure you rely on your fundamentals is tackling? Because it's one thing to tackle Derrick Henry, it's another to tackle Lamar Jackson, but tackling is still tackling, right?
Yeah, they're both dynamic athletes, you know. Obviously, you know, 22 is big, runs hard, he's super fast. And then, you know, you got Lamar, who's a great athlete as well, makes a lot of guys miss, can run away from guys. So I think that goes back to just the fundamentals of what we want to do. Things we've worked on since training camp. I think that's the main emphasis, is getting back to doing what we do and sticking to our fundamentals and, you know, going out there and playing our best ball.
Lamar seems very skilled at putting the ball in his gut and pulling it back and having that ability, and especially to do it with a guy as good as Henry. How do you prepare for that, what they do in that way in the RPOs?
Yeah, I think it goes back to our details. You know, I think in every defense that we call, we have certain rules and things that we try to get done. Specifically to that certain play that they have, a lot of teams run it. They probably run it the best out of everybody. But, you're detailed in what you want to get done and who you're keying on and where your eyes are telling you to be. And I think that's the answer. You know, I think, like I said, those guys are dynamic, man. Two of the best players in the league. So we're going to have to do our jobs at a really high level.